With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Katie and Company.
Welcome back to the Katie and Company podcast with me, Katie, and my company, producer Dan. Hello.
How's it going?
It's going.
Yep. How's the apartment life?
Everything's good. So everything like on the show this week went wonderfully. We had Brett Eldridge on. We're going to get to our full interview with him here in just a second, talking about all things Christmas because he is Mr. Christmas. Behind the scenes, I just hit my drink. Sorry. Behind the scenes, life has been absolute chaos. We were supposed to be moving this week, but we are no longer moving because Shane got COVID. So now we are trapped inside of our very, very, very tiny New York City apartment.
Man, yeah, I was not laughing, but it was to see your dog go through the window of your patio. Like,
yeah,
so
because
Shane could pet him.
So I'm still testing negative, and because Christmas is next week, like at this point, if I test positive, we will have to miss Christmas with our families. So we're trying really hard to keep me negative. So Shane is in our bedroom, which is like literally like I think 10 by 11 feet. I'm in the living room with the dog, and like I've been passing stuff back and forth to him through the window on our balcony.
Man,
I just
so
like
crazy.
We were sitting down eating dinner the other night, and I was like, maybe you should take a test. Like, you sound pretty bad. And so We were like eating dinner, like watching the rapid come back, and I was like,
sure.
Oh, I was sitting next to him. I was like, I just started cackling laughing, and he was like, what's wrong? And I was like, you have COVID. And he
oh
was
my
like,
God. Did he like lose his taste and smell and all that stuff too?
No, he hasn't at all, which is what I've been like super nervous about. Like this morning I woke up, and since I'm sleeping in the living room, I grabbed like the nearest candle and I was like, okay, I think I can still smell it. We're good.
You remember in the beginning of COVID, there was those videos of people eating like habanero peppers and like just scoops of like mayonnaise and all this gross stuff because they couldn't taste anything.
No, exactly. Yeah, no. And I really do not want to live through that, especially the people who are like going through long COVID and like don't have taste or smell for like 3 months. I feel like if that's what's going to happen, that's what's going to happen to me. And I don't want to live like that, especially trying to get through the holidays. I could probably, you know, lose some weight and it would be good for me not to be able to taste anything, but we don't want to go there. But yeah, so for right now, we're just we're trapped in here until further notice, hoping that I don't get it. If I don't get it next week, we will like
how many of those tests do you have you taken?
Oh my god, we've spent so much money on tests the last couple days because New York City is surging right now in cases. It's absolutely insane. Like everyone we know is sick. And they're selling out a rapid test everywhere. And you have to wait like a couple hours in line if you want to get a regular COVID test, like at the pharmacy. So the last two places that I've been that they had some, I was like, hey, can you just give me a couple of those? Because I still need to keep testing to make sure that I'm fine. Because at this rate, like, I feel like going to the pharmacy to get a real PCR test, I'm risking it by going in there with the rest of the sick people. So
yeah, for real.
We're trying
especially
to
now
it.
Like there's such a surge going on right now in New York.
Oh my god, it really like it is insane. Everyone I talk to is like, oh, my boyfriend or we're sick or we just tested positive or like we're waiting on results. And also like the flu is rampant right now at the same time. Like it's just, it's not good, especially right before Christmas. Like everyone wants to be able to come and see their families, and that's the only reason why Shane and I are in separate rooms. Like if we weren't, I'd be like, all right, open the door, I don't care. But
right. I think in my group of friends, I think Shane is like the fourth person that I've heard of like in the last 2 weeks of having it.
Right.
And yeah, it's like kind of nuts right now.
And it really sucks because it's like, this is not what you want to deal with the week before Christmas.
Right. Yeah, for real.
It's also not what you want to deal with the week before you're moving the week before Christmas. So
yeah, it's not like you had the week off.
I know. I was like, could we fit like one more like life issue adventure into all of that? Like, it's just, oh my gosh. What a mess. Wow. But anywho, we had Brett Eldridge on the Superstar Power Hour this week, and Dan, you know, spent a million years like editing all of this stuff. What did you think about Brett?
I mean, certainly got everybody in the Christmas spirit.
Right. It's been wild over the last couple of years, like watching him go from like one Christmas song and like doing a little tour in New York. And then like, I remember he did his very first ever, like he does this tour, this Glow Live tour every year now. But the first time he did it, he only did one show and he did one night in New York City. It was a super small venue called Irving Plaza. It was only like 900 people. It was impossible to get a ticket. People were like paying $1,000 to be able to go see it because they just, it wasn't big enough. It was a huge hit. The next year he's like, oh, I'll do two nights at the Beacon. And then they started announcing like more cities and more dates. And it's been cool to like watch him like literally become Mr. Christmas, which is the name of the next album.
And it was, I mean, and I listened to some of the, like most of the album, and you said it in the interview, it's like, it kind of sounds like those classic Christmas songs. Like it doesn't sound like a new artist trying to do an old song. Like it really like kind of gets you in the Christmas mood. Like
for sure. He does like a really good mix of the classics that you like know and love, as well as like some more of the more like religious Christmas music or holiday songs. But I feel very like, I love the originals that he writes. And I feel like you can probably appreciate this as a musician. It's just that like writing a Christmas song, writing any song is hard. Writing a Christmas song, very hard. But writing one that you like, when you hear it, you feel like you've known it forever, which is how I feel about the two new ones on his album. Feels Like Christmas and Mr. Christmas, which we'll talk about here in just a second on the interview. But yeah, I love it. I always, he's like my number one person to go to when I start listening to holiday music.
Yeah, for real. What was your, like, what was your takeaway from it? Were you instantly transported to December 25th?
I was. I loved it. I always just like love talking to him about it because, you know, we talk about his regular music a lot, but he gets so excited to talk about all of the Christmas stuff. I love how passionate he is about it. I also love the little tidbit that he gave us. He's like, I've never told anybody this, but I've like actually written like the script for like a movie about Mr. Christmas. And which I feel like that could take off and be like an entire thing for him. Like,
yeah, it would be pretty cool to see like a claymation of that.
A claymation or any movie. Like, I feel like if he wants to star in like a Hallmark movie and be Mr. Christmas, like there's someone's dying to write that script at Hallmark right now.
Yeah, for big time. I love the part, the story that he told about meeting Tony Bennett. You guys are, you're like, you're on the same bill and he was like 60 years older than you. Like, you'll, I mean, you'll hear it in the interview, but that must have been so, what a experience that must have been.
Truly. Well, we will stop talking about the interview now and we will play it for you. This is Brett Eldridge on the Superstar Power Hour. It is Mr. Christmas. We are getting into the holiday spirit this week on the Superstar Power Hour. And who better to help us do that than Mr. Christmas? Brett Eldridge, how are you?
I'm great. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Congrats on the release of the second holiday album.
Yes, thank you. I feel very in the spirit at this point right now. I'm feeling great.
I'm sure very, very in the spirit. And I think what's interesting about a Christmas album that a lot of people probably don't realize is that you usually work on that and record it like right in the middle of summer, right? Yeah,
May to be exact is when I do it. May, April is when I'm deep in the Christmas, you know. Yeah, it's like usually, it's like May, June, April, May, June is like the whole time where I'm starting it, finishing it, getting it done, getting the photos, all that stuff. It's crazy.
So you almost get two seasons, but how do you like, what are some of the things that you do now that this is your second time doing it, like to get in the spirit, even though it's like sunny and warm outside?
I go all the way. I never go halfway on anything. And especially when it comes to Christmas, is like, I wore a full on tux every single day of the studio. Like the first on Glow, I'd wear a suit or a sport coat. This time I was like, I'm going all the way in. And I was walking into the studio every day. I was close enough. My hotel was close enough to the studio where I would walk down the streets in New York in a tux, full bow tie, velvet shoes, all of it. And I'd get some hilarious looks and people stopping by and stuff. But it was just, it really put me in the spirit, kind of gives it a little extra meaning at that time of year. You just gotta get yourself there in your mind. And next thing you know, it's the season just like it is right now. And it worked. So.
For sure. And the new on this album, you've got a bunch of the classics like Jingle Bells, which is rumored to have been cut in one take. Is this
right? It was. Yeah. So I took that stroll from the hotel to the studio, and this was the second day I think we recorded it. And so I walked there and I was just feeling it. I was like, we'll start with Jingle Bells. The energy is going to be great. I'm just feeling it. And I told the producer that. So they were already ready in the studio. And I walked in. On my way into the booth, I waved hello. Walked in the booth at 11:01. We record it. And by 11:05, it was like one of the coolest recording experiences. It was just like not even saying hello hardly other than just waving. Walking in, they dropped this big band orchestra down. And we go and we're all just like kind of, we all really nailed it together. It was really fun.
That's such a cool thing to have on that. Cause I feel like that probably doesn't, even in recording regular albums, like that probably never happens, right? Like the first take for you and for the band, like what are the odds?
Yeah, usually not, cause they're usually getting all the sounds corrected and everything first. And yeah, it doesn't, it's rarely that it happens just like that. And it sure did. And it was so much fun. And it's really cool cause this version of Jingle Bells also has the second verse is one that, it's like the fourth verse that like a lot of people haven't heard. It's got some really interesting lyrics in there from, you know, forever ago. That's really fascinating.
I love that. The fourth verse of Jingle Bells, kind of like the third verse of Friends in Low Places.
There you go.
That you gotta know. That's amazing. And then there's two more originals on this album, the title track, Mr. Christmas, which I guess I would imagine is inspired by years of people just starting to call you Mr. Christmas, right?
Yeah. People started to call me that a lot. And it really is my persona. Like I love Christmas music. I always have. I just find the magic in this time of year, and it's something that I just have such a passion for. So I wrote a song called Mr. Christmas. I tried to write it about 3 or 4 years ago, and I didn't nail it quite to where I wanted to. So I held out and I was like, I'm still going to write this at some point. And then I was singing in the shower, just like we all do some days. And I had that melody pop up my head for the chorus of Call Me Mr. Christmas. And then I just got so excited and rushed to record on my phone. And I told my buddy, Ross Copperman, who I wrote Glow with as well, said, man, I've got the chorus. This is it. And we finished it the next day. And it was a no-brainer to make it the title of the album. And it all fit just right.
That's awesome. And then there's another original on here that you actually wrote, I believe, by yourself, right? Feels like Christmas. Talk about that. Cause that's kind of like, you know, that doesn't happen a lot that you write a song completely alone or a Christmas song, which I imagine is harder.
Yeah, it is hard. I put it on myself during quarantine and everything to start writing songs a lot more by myself. For one, I had a lot of time to myself, you know, like all of us. So I would write a little bit of it. I was writing on a guitar, actually, even though it's kind of a, there's a lot of parts to this song, but I wrote it originally on guitar, and I would write a little part of it, then I'd go back to, you know, watching whatever series I was watching or, you know, whatever we were doing in quarantine, and I would go back and write some more, and I just kept chipping away at it. Next thing I knew, I had this really cool Christmas song and recorded a demo of it and brought it to the producer and arranger Rob Mounsey, and we made this really cool version of the song, and it just had such a really like dance around in your living room feel to it, and I love that about it, and it feels like it's classic, and that's why I wanted it to fit with amongst the side of Rudolph and the most wonderful time of the year, and then feels like Christmas and Mr. Christmas. I wanted it to all mesh well, like make it feel classic.
I think that you have captured whatever the secret sauce is, because it's very hard to write an original Christmas song that feels classic immediately. You know what I mean? Like whatever you've done there, you've gotten it. Because when I hear those songs, I'm like, I feel like these have been a part of Christmas forever. Like they don't sound like something you have to get used to. I don't know if that's the best way to describe it.
No, thank you. And that's I shoot for that, and I'm mindful of that when I write these, I'm not going to say I've listened to more Christmas music than anybody in the world, but I listened to a lot of Christmas music through the years, tons. And I just love the classic feel. And I love that kind of big band feel and kind of the old nostalgic things that come along with it. And I think, I just live in that place and it has worked, to where I'm kind of an old soul. And I like that about this music. It really plays well to that.
For sure. Well, now you've got two holiday albums, obviously a very successful holiday show that everyone looks forward to going through. What is next on like your Christmas legacy bucket list? Like more music, a claymation movie? What is it?
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I've written, I've written movie scripts. I've done all this during all this. I've never even told anybody that, but I have written a lot of like different storylines and different things with all this music. Cause I just, it makes me feel like a kid. So I just start coming up all these ideas. So there's a lot that comes ahead of it. And, you know, there's some things I dream of going to Europe and doing some stuff with the orchestras and there's some other artists to record some classic stuff with. So it's like, I want to do this till I'm, 92, you know, as they say, from kids from 1 to 92, it's like, I was with, two or three years ago, I was at the Rockefeller tree lighting. I was, my dressing room was next to Tony Bennett. And I think he was 93 at that time. And I was thinking, I'm like, okay, he is literally 60 years older than me, and he's still doing it. So I got a picture of myself doing this in 60 years, and he's still up there nailing it at that point. And so that's just what I want to do. I want to keep it going, and hopefully I still got 60 more years of this. So I got a lot more duets and a lot more movies and a lot of different things. I plan on doing this till at least 93.
I love that. Many, many years of Christmas content ahead of us from Brett Eldridge. Right. And then let's talk about holidays. What do you guys have on the Eldridge family holiday plans this year? Are you traveling at all, staying home?
You know, I don't even know. I'm so deep into the holiday tour glow. I mean, I know I'm going to be with the family. I think we're still kind of playing it by ear, but I finished in Chicago. So the tour finished in Chicago. So I know I'm going to hang up, probably spend some time up in Illinois. And doing that and just being with family I didn't get to spend time with family last year. So,
exactly.
Just hopefully get to spend time with family and really take a break. Cause I've been, you know, we waited so long to play shows and then we went straight into a fall tour and straight into a Christmas tour, which I love and I'm having a blast. But by then I'll be like, okay, I gotta go find a beach. Gotta find some time to recover. Cause come early January, I've got a lot of other cool, exciting stuff coming. So I got to rest and recover and do it all again.
Speaking of resting and recovering and a lot of stuff you have to do, that leads me to my next question. It'll be almost 2 years now since Sunday Drive came out. Have you been working on new music?
Yeah. In fact, I'm all the time. I've written so many songs over this time since Sunday Drive. And so, yes, I've got many things in the works that are yet to be announced yet, but I know that there'll be some things coming in 2022 for sure. 2020, that's so weird to say. 2022.
I know, right?
Oh God.
I was like, it's here. The holidays are here of 2021. I feel like we're still in a weird time warp. Like it never is. I don't know when it'll ever feel right again.
Has it moved forward or anywhere, or are we in the same place? Or I don't know, but it's like,
is it March 2020 still?
Yeah,
or
yeah, but it's like, I don't know. I've felt really good about, being back on the stage and connecting with people again and fans and just feeling that sense of purpose together and everything, that connection is everything. So, I fully believe we'll continue to go into this next year and I'm going to have a lot of new stuff coming and a lot of exciting things for my career and to give to my fans. And that's all you can do.
Amazing. And then I would assume that you are probably someone who's very hard to buy for around the holidays. Like, I'm sure you're a guy like, if I see something I want, I'll take care of it. So I'm sure your mom, your dad, everybody always has a hard time. But what is on your list this year of a potential gift from Santa?
I'm such a nerd. So I never know what I want. My mom asked me today, actually, she's like, one of your secret Santa people wants to know what you want. Like, I don't even know what I want. I always like, I'm big into, kind of, health and wellness. So I'm always, you know, like right now I really want artificial light for mood enhancement. So like in the morning, you're supposed to get light the first time of the day throughout the day. And when the sun starts going down, you're supposed to, you're supposed to let the sun go down and it'll have all your lights dim. So I'm trying to get like a really one of those artificial light things. So on bad weather days or cloudier days or whatever, if you have to work inside, I'll have some crazy light while I'm talking to you right now, like blaring at me. So, that kind of stuff. I think are like weird things that I can use into my life, you know, and add to my the lifestyle, like hiking boots. I've worn mine out through hiking boots and that kind of stuff.
I love that. And then are you a New Year's resolution guy or do you usually like leave that out?
I am a very driven person, sometimes definitely perfectionist, a recovering perfectionist, as I say. So I have to watch myself in setting goals because then I will guilt myself when I haven't quite, you know, nailed that. And I think that as studies have shown, I think what I hear a lot is that sometimes it's better to just not set as much expectations as like what you want to work on. And so that way you don't have like a certain place where it's like, it has to be this or I'm not going to have happiness. It's like, no, that's not exactly how it's defined. It's like, what do I want to, you know, I want to be able to check myself at 6 months to say, I push myself out of my comfort zone to have more conversations with people that I don't know. And instead of just, you know, staying, you know, home or, you know, whatever it is. So that's the kind of thing for me. I think I want to continue to grow as a person, you know, to continue to be more and more vulnerable and with myself, with friends, with my fans, with the world, and help encourage others to do that as well, because that's helped me so much. And just really do the things that I love that feed my soul, because it's going to feed my soul, and it's going to other, you know, if it's authentically me, it's going to feel that way for those that are receiving my art and my music and whatever. And just being comfortable with doing it how I envision my mind and not how someone else tries to get you to do something, you know, because we're in a world that where it's like, you know, you pay attention a lot more to what other people are thinking about you and what they want you to be. It's like, what do I want to be? And what do I want to do? I hope this didn't turn into too deep of an answer.
No, not at all.
But,
no, I think
but that's where I am. That's it's kind of like, I just want to do the things that serve my soul and allows me to be there for myself and for other people and pour my heart out there and the things that are authentically myself, you know?
For sure. And I think those are all great things. And I think that's such it's a much healthier mentality to look at it that way, because otherwise by like the second week of February, you're beating yourself up.
Yeah.
And you're like, what
it's
have
like,
I done?
Oh my God, I couldn't have sugar for 6 months or whatever. And I accidentally had a little thing and now I'm beating myself up for the next 6 months because I had a fried Oreo at the fair or something because it was looked so good, you know, whatever it is.
Exactly.
So So that's what I'm looking for.
Awesome. Well, happy holidays. Thank you so much for your time today. Congrats on the new Christmas album. Yeah. I know that they, you know, they let Mariah Carey officially declare Christmas every year, but if she ever calls in sick, they're going to come to you.
I'd say, hey, wait, I'm into that.
Brett Eldridge, thank you so much.
Thank you, Katie. We'll see ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.